following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, May 13th through Thursday, May 19th, 2022. May 13th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in today's world, there is much confusion fostered by Satan to deny the truth. Discernment is the spiritual search for the truth. Sometimes the truth can be felt in the heart. Other times, the truth must be searched for with an open mind and heart. This openness must be unbiased, that is, ready to accept whatever the truth proves to be in the long run. In regards to this apparition and others, such as Fatima, there is a grave responsibility on behalf of church officials to find the truth through a diligent study of the messages, healings, and miracles. Here, this was never done. Therefore, opinions are just opinions and not based on any discernment. The general populace who follow this spiritual journey should not be put off by the shortcomings of official opinions. Those who have faith will be rewarded with a deeper devotion to me through the United Hearts. A note is given to read Jude chapter 17, verse 23. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, sometimes people allow what they believe to be discernment to lead them astray and into rash judgment. This can only happen if the heart is not based in truth. This is the way Satan wins hearts and reigns over situations. The heart that does not search for the truth before deciding is open to much error. The truth is soundly based upon Scripture and stands open to any examination of conscience. The truth does not seek its own gain, but always seeks to please me. The most profound example of the truth is my Ten Commandments. My commandments are not open to debate or compromise. This is how the truth presents itself in the world, undebatable, unconvoluted. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, please realize that if your heart is steeped in holy love, you are prepared for any event in the world. Holy love is your provision through Christ, my Son. You will know what the next step is that you must take. Holy love holds you upon the path you must follow in any eventuality. Do not be distracted, then, by any worry or concern for the future. Holy love provides the grace that will lead you past all the enemies of your soul. The heart that lives in holy love is at peace, for such a heart trusts in my provision. The heart that trusts does not seek revelations about future events, for he knows my grace will hold him ready. The soul cannot trust if he does not first love me. Protect the holy love in your heart by always loving me. Then you can trust me. A note is given to read Psalm 5:11-12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not own discouragement by thinking there is no solution to any situation. Remain always in the arms of hope. While you may not see a solution to a problem, I am omnipotent, and my grace can overpower any evil. The soul who trusts knows this and will not surrender to discouragement. My victory begins with your trust and ends with your trust. Therefore, see trust as a stepping stone to victory. Never feel that you cannot overcome a sinful pattern in your life. Hope in a victory over your weaknesses. Seek the assistance of heaven, and you will be strong. Hope is the fruit of trust. A note is given to read Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, I wish to draw attention to you of the value of each present moment. It is in the present moment you win or lose your salvation. Live accordingly. Do not allow the present moment to escape your grasp. Be accountable in the present moment for your own salvation. Practice the virtues in the present so that in the future, at the hour of your death, you can present your soul for judgment without fear. This is how to be responsible spiritually. familiarize yourself with the virtues and their effect in your life. Be an example in the present of holy love, which is the consolidation of all the virtues. Ask your angel to help you to sanctify the present moment. He is anxious to do so. A note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. Another note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, you have to have courage in order to trust. Courage in the fact that I can be in charge and work towards your welfare. This means you are courageous enough to give up control and allow me to be in charge. That is what trust is. Love me enough to be able to trust me. Know me well enough to trust me. It is impossible to trust someone you do not even know. Your courage in my omnipotence leads to trust. My efforts in your behalf are far above human capabilities. Pray for the courage to trust in me. Then you will be empowered to trust. You cannot trust or have courage if you do not love. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.